It may be some time before the Federal Food and Drug Administration decides whether or not to allow genetically engineered Atlantic salmon to reach local food markets. After 3 days of meetings on the issue in Maryland, the jury is still out. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
The FDA's Veterinary Medicine Advisory Committee met to address science-based issues associated with the application by Aqua Bounty Technologies for FDA approval for human consumption of the company's genetically engineered salmon. The Sunday and Monday science-related meetings were open to the public, although Tuesday's public comments were restricted to the issue of labeling. Winona Hauter is executive director of Food and Water Watch, a Washington, D.C.-based organization which opposes genetically engineered, or GE, animals.
Well, I think the FDA has now stated publicly that there should be more studies. I think that they were put in a very awkward position. They are embarrassed by the very poor science that was used.
Hauter attended the science meetings, commenting on the fact that the FDA's assessment of the food safety of the salmon was based on limited research.
There were four studies, three of which were non-peer-reviewed, submitted by the company, and that was almost the entire basis of the analysis. And then there was a study that was from a peer-reviewed journal, but it was 18 years old.
Hauter says there was little information about the allergenic potency of the salmon or its long-term impacts, remarking that certain procedural errors in Aqua Bounty's studies raised red flags. Aqua Bounty's Aqua Advantage genetically engineered Atlantic salmon grow faster and larger than do wild fish. The GE fish have been modified with a Chinook salmon growth gene. J.D. Hansen, a senior policy analyst for the Center for Food Safety in Washington, D.C., also attended the meetings and says the Veterinary Medicine Advisory Committee found the research on the GE salmon to be deficient.
This committee that many of us figured was just going to rubber stamp this new genetically engineered salmon said to the FDA, no, this is not good enough. The company's got to provide us better data before we can even think about approving this.
Hansen says the FDA's hearing on labeling today was not particularly productive, although attendance was evenly split between biotechnology employees and the general public.
The other industry people were saying, no, we don't want this labeled. It would set a bad precedent for other GE animals. We would like it labeled. We believe that it's a different fish than what people can find in the market.
Hauter says the fish should at least be labeled GE salmon or genetically engineered salmon, and long-term feeding studies should be conducted to ensure that there are no allergic reactions associated with eating the fish. I'm Ellen Lockyer.